Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen.
All right, Friday injury report. Eddie Goldman, ankle, did not participate, doubtful. Danny Trevathan, thumb, did not participate, he's out. Jay Cutler, thumb, did not participate, doubtful. Kadeem Carey, hamstring, did not participate, doubtful. Alshon Jeffrey did not participate yesterday. He was limited today, questionable for the game. Willie Young, limited, questionable for the game. Adrian Amos, limited, questionable for the game. Bryce Callahan, limited, questionable for the game. I believe they take their tests in the morning. Kyle Fuller, limited, questionable. Tracy Porter, limited, questionable. Chris Brzezinski, limited, questionable. Bobby Massey was limited yesterday. He was full today, questionable. Josh Sitton was limited yesterday, full today, questionable. And Will Sutton, limited yesterday, full today, questionable.
Chicago Bears head coach John Fox, welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Well, Cademan, that was a long laundry list. He forgot a couple players: Kyle Orton, Rex Grossman. They're not playing either this Sunday night. But you still got to go out. You still got to suit up. You got to put out the players you can. We waited on this podcast as long as possible, and it still looks like Jay's not playing. You think there's any hope for him to play this week?
Well, first off, I've never seen an injury report that long as I've been paying attention to football.
I know it.
I've never seen that. And Jay playing, I don't think he will. I think they're going to give him this week off, get that thumb fully healthy, because he even said he had trouble gripping the ball, which is a recipe for disaster in the NFL. So I think they'll just give him this week off and let Hoyer run the show.
He, he's been fighting to play all week.
Oh, yeah, he wants to play. He doesn't care. He wants to go out and do everything for his team.
He does. That game, you know, I'm well-known Kool-Aid drinker for the Bears.
Big Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid's gone, so they gave me some reason to make up some more.
The powder's gone.
The Kool-Aid powder's gone. But the game itself, you know, it wasn't bad at the beginning. It still don't feel like they're in sync. And the running game wasn't there. Carson Wentz looked great. What's your thoughts on that game anyways?
Okay, the first thing, Carson Wentz, he looked like a future Pro Bowl quarterback. He was making audibles at the line of scrimmage. He was telling what the wide receivers where to go, telling his running backs what to do. He looked like a pro. I bet the Browns are kicking themselves. And the game was great until a five-minute stretch in the second half where Jay got hurt. We fumbled, they got the touchdown, and the game just fell apart there.
Well, he fumbled. Interception.
Yeah.
In
a 5 minute span, the game was from a very exciting close game to gone. It was no contest.
It was just over, and
we were in disbelief.
You really get sick and tired though if someone who numerous players got on and wanted to talk about Jay's toughness and whatever.
Yeah.
But look how many other quarterbacks have been hurt. Even the thumb on the guy on the Patriots this week. Jacoby
Brissett.
Yeah.
He looked good, too.
He sure did. So, I mean, the game, you can talk a lot of different things. I really don't think, I didn't see much on the, to me, the play calling is pretty predictable. Dow Loggins was, you know, you almost knew what they were going to do every time. And Jeremy Langford, I don't know, he didn't show me much. I'm excited to see Jordan do a little play in this week.
Jordan Howard had 3 carries for 22 yards on Monday night.
Yeah.
That's 7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that every carry, but he showed good burst. I want to see more of him. Give him 15 carries. Give him more than right for this game. See what he can do versus an average Cowboys defense. So we might be able to get something going because with a backup quarterback on the road, he has experience, but we're going to have to get the run game going.
I don't remember. Kadeem Carey didn't even make the flight. And neither did Eddie Goldman. Now, Jay did make the flight, but they did bring up Matt Barkley. And if it goes on, you know, I was saying, now, if they were, you know, you've seen initial reports on Jay that he hurt his thumb bad enough to where he's going to miss most of the season.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I would have said, forget Brian Hoyer. Put Barkley in. See what he can do. He's
put
young.
Put Fails in.
Yeah. Fails is gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to having him.
Yeah, so they got Barkley in there. They get Matt Barkley, but he was a highly, you know, rated guy. And if he wouldn't, if he came out a year earlier, he was due to be the first pick in the whole NFL draft.
He screwed up.
Yeah, but the Brian Hoyer, he's definitely not tough.
Oh, no, not at all.
He gets hurt pretty regularly. I mean, he's not a bad guy. I mean, he's probably a serviceable backup, but it's a big drop from Jay to him.
You can't doubt Jay's toughness. With his offensive line, every play he steps back, he has somebody in his face. The next morning, Tim Hasselbeck was on SportsCenter. He was like, this game, it was not Jay's fault. It was the offensive line. They did not give Jay any time to throw the ball. Like, the corner blitz, he went, Logan Paulson didn't even look at him. He just came right off the edge, and boom, he was there.
Wasn't it the second play of the game?
Yeah, it was, like, the second play.
This got smoked out there on the line. I mean, the guy had no, and, you know, Kyle Long, if he's that injured, I mean, well, who do they got to play in his place? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody to play. I mean, so a torn labrum sounds painful. And he's the kind of guy, I'm sure he's taking the painkillers to get him out there.
Cortisone.
Josh Sitton. They say he's on an injury. He'll be out there. And,
yeah.
You know he's a pro bowler. He's going to show something. But that Massey and Leno, he didn't do bad, did he?
No, Leno didn't do bad, but Massey's.
Massey's terrible.
He's
horrible.
Awful.
And like, just bad.
That's looking like a, I'm not going to say it, but he's not looking too good.
A bad signing or whatever. But, you know, got to have a little bit. Thank goodness it's only 0-2 right now because there's still chances.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks the Bears are going to be in the, you know, in the top five picks. It could go either way. I really think at this point, this is going to show what they're made of, show what the coaching staff is made of.
This next four-game stretch is really going to determine what our season's going to be.
It makes you wonder now, this Dak Prescott, the Bears passed him up.
Multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times, and he's shown something. But now the guys that picked, a couple of the guys that they picked ahead of him, I think are going to be in the, on the 53 this week or on the, was it the 45 or whatever? Kwiatkowski, I think he's going to be on to this week. So,
going back to the Eagles game one more time, I was really impressed by a young cornerback, especially Jacoby Gwynn. He got away with a couple pass interference calls, but
yeah.
I was very impressed by him. He broke up a big, like, 40-yard pass. I'm very happy with his growth he's showing right now. I thought that was one of the highlights of the game.
I think that, yeah, I did. And we were bending but not breaking close to the end zone there.
I'm fine with that.
But DeAndre Hall, stupid penalty.
Stupid
penalty. But I guess he'll learn from that. He's young. He's got the long arms like Charles did. But, you know, the defense, you know, wasn't bad. I think Freeman, he was a monster out there. We lost Trevathan for, you know, a good 4 or 5 weeks probably.
At least.
But they were so close to sacking Carson a couple of times. But he really looked like he'd been playing in 2 or 3 years.
And he's tough as nails, too.
He is.
Freeman lit him up a couple of times. He got right back up.
Makes you wonder, you know, what the Rams were thinking. Wentz might have been the man, yeah. You know. But you never know in the NFL. The Bears just... everybody said at the beginning of the year, not a lot of talent, and I'm tending to believe them. But Alshon Jeffrey, I think he was like at the end of the game, he kind of cashed in it.
I'm pretty sure like nobody looked very very motivated at the end of that game.
I don't think so. Eddie Royal though,
he that punt return was awesome. Just
yeah,
too late. It was just
yeah, and you know what? He's the guy, been the go to guy. He's the guy that's been making some plays.
He's a good spark on our special teams too, because our special teams it hasn't been very exciting. It's just been mediocre.
Well, the guy's coming out of the end zone and not making it to the 25. I mean, it's pathetic. I think they need to do something. And they got another guy they picked up off the waiver wire this week who's going to possibly do some of that because the man doing it, and I forgot his name now, who's been running the kickoffs. I forgot.
You have to remember, though, it's changed to 25. You don't get to the 25 very often on a kickoff return from the end zone. It doesn't happen a lot. Just take the knee, get to the 25.
Get to the 25. We started many on 10, on 12, 15.
You can't do that with our offensive line. You can't do that because then we'll be at the 2 and then just bad things will happen.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You know, one thing we forgot.
We're rambling.
But we forgot to say, hey, you know, don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page, Chicago Bears Beat at Facebook. And all the different avenues you can download the podcast. Obviously, Podomatic was the initial one, but there's many more, right?
iTunes, 5-star review, Podbean, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.
There's a couple others.
Email at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com.
Right. And you can follow Cayman at Cayman Bailey on Twitter, or you can follow Bears Beat Pod. Also myself at Dub Bailey. So a lot of different ways you can stay in touch with the podcast. Questions, comments, gripes, moans, complaints.
We'll take it all.
We'll take it all. We can handle it. If we can handle being a Bears fan, just like you friends, we can do anything, because this has been a rough couple of weeks. Everybody's pumped, ready for the season, and then we get kicked right in the teeth, Kate.
It's always disappointing. NFL season, you've been without football for a while, you're so hyped for the regular season, and your team falls flat on their face in the first two games.
And, you know, really, the division, I think, is still open. I mean, the Packers, it's not a lock for them.
They have not looked impressive at all. No. Aaron Rodgers has been in a slump for a while. His stats, the last 16 games with Cutler, very comparable.
He's under him on percentages and all of that. So our friends that are Packers fans will hear that and really give us a hard time. But it's just the facts. Yeah. The stats don't lie. Even though they say stats are for losers.
Cutler gets disrespected so much. Like, it's stupid. Like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's so hated. Because he has a bad attitude, which he doesn't. He just has no facial expressions.
No, not at all. The our tight end play's been really non-existent. I think, what's his name, caught, two passes?
I picked Zach Miller in the fantasy league thinking he would do something, both of my teams, and he's done nothing, like 30 yards max.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and they're probably guarding him great, you know, because who else is there?
Nobody.
There's nobody else out there. I mean, so we're very much hurting in that position there. Defense, I see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
We need pass rush.
I really thought Jonathan Buller was going to pull it. Come on. I still think he's going to have some good plays, but he's a rookie, you know.
We need pass rush. Our pass rushing has not been very good. Roy Young had a sack in the Monday night game, but I didn't see much of Leonard Floyd. He had a couple of rushes, but no sacks.
No.
We just need.
He got thrown around a little bit.
Yeah.
Leonard did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
We need pass rush, because if we got pass rush, our cornerbacks don't have good receivers as well, and it just makes everybody's job easier.
And Lamar Houston, he's out. He's out for the year. Same thing. So we've probably seen the last of him.
As a Bear.
As a Bear, because it's big money, and he's probably gone. But, hey, it's week three. We got to stay optimistic. You know, as of this time when we're taping the show, Jay could still play. You don't know.
Doubtful, but it's possible.
It's possible. The game against, what do you think about our opponent this week?
The Cowboys, they should be 2-0 if it wasn't for a boneheaded move in week one.
Mm-hmm.
And they really came out and just punched the Redskins in the mouth. The Redskins were not expecting it to be that tough a game. They pulled it out the very end. Dak Prescott, he looked very good in the clutch. They were down by a touchdown with like 4 minutes left, and he led the team down the field and scored a touchdown. He's looking very good. I wish the Bears took him. The run game, they don't have much. On the defense, Sean Lee is where it's at. He's their best defensive player. The Cowboys' defense...
He's kind of injury-prone, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very injury-prone. Mm-hmm. But the Cowboys' defense, they're average. They're middle of the field in all the categories. Mm-hmm. They're 14, 16, 17. So our offense can do something against this defense.
Seems to me this should be a team that we should be able to run the ball on.
We should.
To be able to get that play action going. Well, what about Ezekiel Elliott? How's their big pick coming along, you think?
He's doing good, but he had two fumbles in the Redskins game, and he's only scored one touchdown. So he's developing, but he has shown some flashes. He's looking good.
Behind that, I mean, they're basically rated as the best offensive line in the NFL, aren't they?
Well, like the last 4 years, they took an offensive lineman like the first or second round. They really built their team around that offensive line. That offensive line is straight dominant. Did not expect pass rush this week. That's all I'm saying.
Right, they're very good, and that's Charleston. Their first big one they did, I think. Well, Doug Free was a few years ago, but that center that they
Travis Frederick, Tyrone Smith. They have like some of the best offensive linemen in the league.
You know, and the defensive part of their team. You know, I just think the Bears might be able to move the ball. Bears wise, what do you think the keys for them are going to be this week?
Establish the run. Like I said earlier, we have a backup QB on the road. We can't just pass it around, let them get some turnovers. We can't let the crowd get into it. If we just have a good 8-minute drive, because the Bears have been lacking time of possession. They're like last in the league of time of possession. That's one of the most important stats in the NFL. If the other team has the ball more than you, you're not going to score as much. So if we can just get an 8-minute drive with Jordan Howard and Jeremy Langford just running it down the throats with some short, easy passes for Hoyo to get into it, because He's not like Jay. He can't make that big throw.
He likes to throw it out of bounds. He's well known for that.
Yeah.
You know, and Alshon, you know, it seems like our whole offense has been just throw it up, see if Alshon can outjump the next guy. We're not going to win much that way.
No, that's not a winning formula.
And I really hated it when Kevin, or when John Gruden, what did he say about Kevin White? He's slow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty bad statement on your number one pick from last year.
He was supposed to be a speedster. I did like that end around by Kevin White, though. But one thing that we both saw, he's holding that ball out wide.
He keeps doing that. They probably watch that on film this week, and he'll be holding that ball up by his ear, by his ear, and they'll just knock it out.
Yeah.
Because every time he had the ball in one hand, and there's only one man that could do that.
Sweetness
could do that. You know who we named the Studio 34 after here.
No, so. I was impressed by White on Monday night. He made some plays. He showed some flashes. You can tell he's getting better. I'm happy by that.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy. I mean, I don't want to have another wasted first-round pick. Have we had in the last 10 years?
Every year, it seems like.
I feel like I'm sounding very negative on this podcast.
It's new. It's new breath of fresh air.
Oh, it is. No, I don't like negativity, but we got to see something happen. Now, John Fox, I was reading some articles. They say if he doesn't do any good this year, he could be out after 2 years. I don't see it.
I don't see it either because right now, Pace and Fox are trying to fix the mess that the previous regime made. You got to give them just
the previous two.
Yeah, you got to give them some time. You can't just give them 3 years. The NFL rebuilding process could take 4 or 5.
Well,
you got to rebuild on the fly.
Yeah, but the NFL is one. It's not like the Cubs. I mean, you can rebuild a team in a couple of years, but they've really definitely from one of the oldest to one of the youngest teams in the NFL. And Alshon Jeffrey, to me, he's got to show us more. I got to see more from him. He's a great receiver, but I'm still questioning whether he is that number one guy.
I want to see the heart from him. Like you said, he looked like he quaffed out early.
He did.
I want to see heart because every number one receiver has heart. He's always there for his team. If you need that big play in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, I want to see if he can make that play.
That's right. I want to see him out there and doing it. And it looked like he was like stunned. He had to go back in and play.
Yeah,
at a certain point, you're like, oh, I better find my helmet.
I have to go back in.
What's going on? This game's over. No, we don't want that from our beloved Chicago Bears. So, we'll predict this game in a little bit. I think they have a chance, but I always think that, you know. Now, on our games we picked last week, it was a rough week.
For both of us.
Yeah.
Especially
for you. Now, we never got a chance. We didn't do the Thursday night game, but what'd you end up with there, Cade?
And as a disappointing 5-10.
5-10.
That's pretty bad.
Ouch. That's really bad. I ended up 8-7, so just over 500.
Not bad.
It could have been better. Could have been better, but, you know, the NFL is you never, never, never know.
Now I want to talk about the Vikings just for like 10 seconds. That game.
You can go longer if you need.
That game, Green Bay did not look impressive at all. I was not impressed at all. I'm more impressed by the Lions right now. Matthew Stafford's looking very good without
Calvin Johnson. That's Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah.
We just like saying Jim Bob Cooter.
But Minnesota, Adrian Peterson got hurt. They had
number one pick on my fantasy team. Guess what? Off the team now.
But yeah, Green Bay, not impressed at all. I really think, I'm not going to say the Bears can beat them, but
can beat them.
Yeah.
They can beat them twice. Clay Matthews out this week too.
Yep,
he's out this week, and but now Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of the Packers, we got to bash him a little bit.
Oh yeah, I always do.
Oh, he lost his temper with the media a little bit in the locker room this week. You know, so he's feeling a little bit of pressure.
He didn't do his relax.
No, he didn't. But he was pretty much he was a little snippy with the reporters there. But hey, good for him. So, this week, got a whole big... Any other big news? Well, you know, we're not going to pick the New England game, but that team's amazing.
When you can have your third-string QB come in and he look like a pro, that says something about your coaching.
And they killed the team that beat us. they killed them. Just destroyed them. I like what John Elway said today. Some of the deals you don't make are some of the best deals you made.
He said that?
He said that today.
I did not see that.
Yeah, so I mean, which is pretty well, that's, you know, it's a good philosophy. Some deals, if you didn't get it made, it can work out in their favor, and it did, I think, on this
one. At first, when they first made the decision to re-sign Miller instead of Osweiler, I thought that was a mistake, but it's looking more and more the right decision right now.
Oh, Von Miller by far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to do it. But, all right, so let's hit these games this week.
Arizona at Buffalo.
I think a guy that's really on the hot seat is old Rex, and I'm going to take the Cardinals on this one.
I'm going Arizona, too. They're just too good. They're going to be in the Super Bowl this year, I think. Denver at Cincinnati, probably the hardest game of the week to pick, for me, at least.
It is, and I had to lean towards that defense, who is just unbelievable. I'm going to go with, and I know their quarterback.
Trevor Siemian.
Siemian
doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, but he's not a...
No, he's not going to win you a game.
No, he's not. He's going to... that's tough. I'm going to go Denver, though.
I'm going Cincinnati, but it's on like the very edge. I would not be shocked if Denver won because of that defense. Detroit at Green Bay.
I'm only... You know, this one here, I could go either way, the way they've been playing, but I got to go with the home team on this one, Green Bay.
On the paper, I put down Green Bay, but thinking about it, I'm going Detroit. I think Detroit's going to come in and punch them right in the mouth, and I would not be surprised if Detroit won the division this year.
Next game there, I tell you what, I mean, you know, I always have my favorite AFC team is the Raiders, and they're going to beat the Titans.
I picked Oakland too, but that defense is struggling. And what do you think about the Raiders wanting to move to Las Vegas?
I'm all for it. Go for it. Why not?
I think they should stay in Oakland.
Well, yeah, ultimately would like them, and they should be able to build. I don't understand all the Minnesota. They can build a stadium that is unbelievable and beautiful,
so nice.
Except when you got to get your player off the field to the locker room, you got to drag him through the middle of the bar,
yeah.
Which is kind of a they got to fix that little yeah. issue of it. But I don't understand. They need to be able to make a stadium there, and
just like in San Diego.
Yeah, Oakland is they're the Raiders for sure. You know,
Cleveland at Miami.
Cleveland's been in some of their games.
They really they haven't looked like the dumpster fire.
No, I mean
RG3's hurt and Josh McCown.
Yeah, that's gonna be. They got a rookie. What's his name?
Cody Kessler from USC. Another QB that was taken in the third round.
Right. So
if he comes out and does good, I'm gonna be a little sad.
Oh yeah, we gotta go with the Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins too. They almost beat the Seahawks in Week 1.
Yeah.
Washington at the New York Giants.
You know, I picked Washington to win this division, but I'm having second thoughts on that.
Cousins is looking rough.
He is. I'm going to go with the Giants on this.
I'm going Giants, too. Jerry Reese, all that money he spent in the offseason, it's paying off
yep.
Big time. Minnesota at Carolina.
I think this is a big game, and again, I think I got to go lean with the home team on this and their defense, even though Minnesota's got a fantastic defense. I just think Cam Newton's is too much when he's got a few more weapons. I'm going to go with the Panthers there.
I'm going Carolina. The last five home games they played, they're averaging 40 points per game.
I need Kelvin to do good for my fantasy team, so that'd be great. That'd be excellent.
Baltimore at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, everybody had high hopes for him. It looks like they're a year away. And people think Gus Bradley can get fired.
You know, I think he is probably on the hot seat. And I tell you what, I just got a gut instinct. And I'm sure Baltimore is the favored team. But I'm going to take the home dog on this one, if that's the case, Jacksonville.
I'm going Baltimore, but I'm rooting for the Jags a little bit. I just want to see a new team come on the scene and do good.
Even though I hate their uniforms.
Oh, I love them. They're so nice.
That is one of the ugliest uniforms in the NFL.
Speaking of uniforms, the Color Rush unis came out.
Yeah. The Bears are just straight Navy.
Straight Navy, which is, I actually kind of like it.
I do too. I do like it, yeah. And the Packers are white.
Yeah, all white.
All white, so.
Nothing special.
Nah, so that's great.
So the Bears-Packers, it'll almost be normal.
Yeah, be easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Easy on the eyes
not,
for us
not
right
the
there.
Seahawks with the neon green.
Right.
San Francisco at Seattle.
Well, I got to go with the Seahawks, even though, it's got to go with them, for sure.
Seattle, but Blaine Gabbert has not looked that bad.
No, he's looked good. He's looked good. You know, Colin Kaepernick, all he can do is make waves. And, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about him.
L.A. at Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston. The first week he looked good. Second week he looked like garbage.
Well, so every other week, Jameis, we will call him this year. I just don't think, the Rams D is not bad. Aaron Donald. Every time I think of Aaron Donald, I think of the Bears.
One pick away from Virginia.
but who knows
if we would have picked him.
He would have been picked. There's no doubt in my mind he'd have been picked. But we're going to go with the Bucs on this one.
I'm going Tampa Bay, too, and I still think the Rams will not score their first touchdown yet. So it's been 22 years since the L.A. Rams have scored a touchdown.
Pretty long.
San Diego at Indianapolis.
Colts are another disappointing team. Their defense, horrifying.
No offensive line.
No offensive line. San Diego's been putting up the points.
But they can't. They choke.
Yeah. I'm still going with the Chargers on this one.
I'm going Indy, even though they have no offensive line. The New York Jets at the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm going with the visiting team, the Jets. I think they can do it.
I'm going the Jets, formerly known as the Bears of the East.
Yeah, exactly.
Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. This is Carson Wentz's like first tough test versus the Steelers defense.
I don't think he's going to pass this one. I think I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on that.
I'm going Pittsburgh too. Antonio Brown has looked amazing. Mm-hmm. The Monday night game, Atlanta at New Orleans.
You know, New Orleans has got to win this because I really think Sean Payton, people are maybe a little tired of him. You know, this is a big, it's been, what did they say, 10 years, 13 years? This is like 10 years since they had
the Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, the game.
Steve Gleason blocked the punt.
Yeah, when they came back. So that's what this game is. New Orleans got to win. They're 0-2. They just got to win. I'm going to take them.
I'm going with the Falcons. If Sean Payton gets fired, I guarantee he'll find a job with the team.
Oh, yeah. He won't get fired midseason anyways. Oh, no. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Yeah.
The most important game of the week, Chicago.
Who's it the most important to? Me and you only?
It's Sunday night, so.
Sunday night, yeah.
Chicago at Dallas.
Well, you go first.
I'm going Dallas. We have too many injuries. I don't think we have enough depth right now. I'm going Dallas 27, Chicago 13. When you lose, you can't really have an MVP, but my MVP is going to be Jordan Howard.
Where do I got marked on this list here, Caden?
Dallas.
Guess what? I changed my mind. I got to. I just think this might be the day of reckoning for the Chicago Bears to show they got some backbone and some spine and some guts. And I agree with you. I think this is going to be Jordan Howard's breakout party for the nation. He's going to run for some big yardage and score me some big fantasy points at the same time.
I think you're just making these picks on fantasy.
What?
I think you're just making these picks for fantasy.
Not necessarily just for, I mean, you know, I want to see our Bears, our beloved Bears win, but this could be a big turning point. I don't see our quarterback. I see it'd be a run, smash, mouth game for us to win.
If we win, it's going to be like a 13-10, 16-10 type of game.
I've not seen anybody pick the Bears.
I've seen nobody.
I don't even think Ditka picked the Bears this week.
I
think he picked Dallas.
Well, even if he picks Dallas, that's his team too.
That is his team, but have you ever heard of him not picking the Bears?
Never.
Never.
Never. That's unknown.
It's, yeah, so I got to stick with the Bears on this one right here. You know, what else can you say? This is a must-win game.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. This is a must-win game. You know, as always, thanks for sharing the podcast. Thanks for being friends of the podcast. And, you know, all I can say right now, until we talk again Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah, Tuesdays. We're going to try. We're real, very busy right now.
Yeah, so Tuesday or Thursday. Until then, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. Magic window on the sapphire window.